Perceptions for Ascetics, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Perceptions for Ascetics. Mendicants, when these three perceptions for ascetics are developed and cultivated, they fulfill seven things. What three? I have secured freedom from class. My livelihood is tied up with others. My behaviour should be different. When these three perceptions for ascetics are developed and cultivated, they fulfil seven things. What seven? Their deeds and behaviour are always consistent with the precepts. They're content, kind-hearted and humble. They want to train. They use the necessities of life after reflecting on their purpose. They're energetic. When those three perceptions for ascetics are developed and cultivated, they fulfill these seven things. Awakening factors. Mendicants, when the seven awakening factors are developed and cultivated, they fulfill three knowledges. What seven? The awakening factors of mindfulness, investigation of principles, energy, rapture, tranquility, immersion, and equanimity. When these seven awakening factors are developed and cultivated, they fulfill three knowledges. What three? It's when a mendicant recollects their many kinds of past lives, that is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 1,000, 100,000 rebirths, many eons of the world contracting, many eons of the world expanding, many eons of the world contracting and expanding. They recollect their many kinds of past lives with features and details. With clairvoyance that is purified and surpasses the human, they understand how sentient beings pass on according to their deeds. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. When those seven awakening factors are developed and cultivated, they fulfill these three knowledges. The wrong way. Mendicants, relying on the wrong way leads to failure, not success. And how does relying on the wrong way lead to failure, not success? Wrong view produces wrong thought. Wrong thought produces wrong speech. Wrong speech produces wrong action. Wrong action produces wrong livelihood. Wrong livelihood produces wrong effort. Wrong effort produces wrong mindfulness. Wrong mindfulness produces wrong immersion. Wrong immersion produces wrong knowledge. Wrong knowledge produces wrong freedom. That's how relying on the wrong way leads to failure, not success. Relying on the right way leads to success, not failure. And how does relying on the right way lead to success, not failure? Right view produces right thought. Right thought produces right speech. Right speech produces right action. Right action produces right livelihood. Right livelihood produces right effort. Right effort produces right mindfulness. Right mindfulness produces right immersion. Right immersion produces right knowledge. Right knowledge produces right freedom. That's how relying on the right way leads to success, not failure. A seed. Mendicants, consider an individual who has wrong view, thought, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, immersion, knowledge, and freedom. Whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is unlikable, undesirable, disagreeable, harmful, and suffering. Why is that? Because their view is bad. Suppose a seed of neem, angled gourd, or bitter gourd was planted in moist earth. Whatever nutrients it takes up from the earth and water would lead to its bitter, acerbic, and unpleasant taste. Why is that? Because the seed is bad. In the same way, consider an individual who has wrong view, thought, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, immersion, knowledge, and freedom. Whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is unlikable, undesirable, disagreeable, harmful, and suffering. Why is that? Because their view is bad. Consider an individual who has right view, thought, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, immersion, knowledge, and freedom. Whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is likable, desirable, agreeable, beneficial, and pleasant. Why is that? Because their view is good. Suppose a seed of sugar cane, fine rice, or grape was planted in moist earth. Whatever nutrients it takes up from the earth and water would lead to its sweet, pleasant, delectable flavour. Why is that? Because the seed is fine. In the same way, consider an individual who has right view, thought, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, immersion, knowledge, and freedom. Whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is likable, desirable, agreeable, beneficial, and pleasant. Why is that? Because their view is good. Knowledge. Mendicants, ignorance precedes the attainment of unskillful qualities, with lack of conscience and prudence following along. An ignoramus, sunk in ignorance, produces wrong view. Wrong view produces wrong thought. Wrong thought produces wrong speech. Wrong speech produces wrong action. Wrong action produces wrong livelihood. Wrong livelihood produces wrong effort. Wrong effort produces wrong mindfulness. Wrong mindfulness produces wrong immersion. Wrong immersion produces wrong knowledge. Wrong knowledge produces wrong freedom. Knowledge precedes the attainment of skillful qualities, with conscience and prudence following along. A sage, firm in knowledge, produces right view. Right view produces right thought. Right thought produces right speech. Right speech produces right action. Right action produces right livelihood. Right livelihood produces right effort. Right effort produces right mindfulness. Right mindfulness produces right immersion. Right immersion produces right knowledge. Right knowledge produces right freedom. Wearing away. Mendicants, there are these 10 grounds for wearing away. What 10? For one of right view, wrong view is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong view are worn away. And because of right view, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right thought, wrong thought is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong thought are worn away. And because of right thought, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right speech, wrong speech is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong speech are worn away. And because of right speech, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right action, wrong action is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong action are worn away, and because of right action, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong livelihood are worn away, and because of right livelihood, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right effort, wrong effort is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong effort are worn away, and because of right effort, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong mindfulness are worn away, and because of right mindfulness, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong immersion are worn away, and because of right immersion, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong knowledge are worn away. And because of right knowledge, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is worn away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong freedom are worn away. And because of right freedom, many skillful qualities are fully developed. These are the 10 grounds for wearing away. The Bone Washing Ceremony. Mendicants, in the southern lands, there is a ceremony named bone washing. There they have food, drink, snacks, meals, refreshments and beverages, as well as dancing, singing and music. There is such a washing, I don't deny it. But that washing is low, crude, ordinary, ignoble and pointless. It doesn't lead to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening and extinguishment. I will teach a noble washing that leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. Relying on that washing, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, and distress, are freed from all these things. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what is that noble washing? For one of right view, wrong view is washed away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong view are washed away, and because of right view, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right thought, wrong thought is washed away. For one of right speech, wrong speech is washed away. For one of right action, wrong action is washed away. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is washed away. For one of right effort, wrong effort is washed away. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is washed away. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is washed away. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is washed away. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is washed away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong freedom are washed away. And because of right freedom, many skillful qualities are fully developed. This is the noble washing that leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. Relying on this washing, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age, and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, and distress, are freed from all these things. Doctors, mendicants, Doctors prescribe a purgative for eliminating illnesses stemming from disorders of bile, phlegm and wind. There is such a purgative, I don't deny it. But this kind of purgative sometimes works and sometimes fails. I will teach a noble purgative that works without fail. Relying on that purgative, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, and distress are freed from all these things. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what is the noble purgative that works without fail? For one of right view, wrong view is purged, and the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong view are purged. And because of right view, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right thought, wrong thought is purged. For one of right speech, wrong speech is purged. For one of right action, wrong action is purged. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is purged. For one of right effort, wrong effort is purged. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is purged. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is purged. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is purged. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is purged. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong freedom are purged. And because of right freedom, many skillful qualities are fully developed. This is the noble purgative that works without fail. Relying on this purgative, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness and distress are freed from all these things. Emetic. Mendicants, doctors prescribe an emetic for eliminating illnesses stemming from disorders of bile, phlegm and wind. There is such an emetic, I don't deny it. But this kind of emetic sometimes works and sometimes fails. I will teach a noble emetic that works without fail. Relying on that emetic, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, and distress are freed from all these things. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. And what is that noble emetic that works without fail? For one of right view, wrong view is vomited up, and the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong view are vomited up. And because of right view, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right thought, wrong thought is vomited up. For one of right speech, wrong speech is vomited up. For one of right action, wrong action is vomited up. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is vomited up. For one of right effort, wrong effort is vomited up. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is vomited up. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is vomited up. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is vomited up. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is vomited up. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong freedom are vomited up. And because of right freedom, many skillful qualities are fully developed. This is the noble emetic that works without fail. Relying on this emetic, sentient beings who are liable to rebirth, old age and death, to sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness and distress are freed from all these things. Blown away. Mendicants, these 10 qualities should be blown away. What 10? For one of right view, wrong view is blown away, and the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong view are blown away. And because of right view, many skillful qualities are fully developed. For one of right thought, wrong thought is blown away. For one of right speech, wrong speech is blown away. For one of right action, wrong action is blown away. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is blown away. For one of right effort, wrong effort is blown away. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is blown away. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is blown away. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is blown away. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is blown away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong freedom are blown away. And because of right freedom, many skillful qualities are fully developed. These are the 10 qualities that should be blown away. An adept, first. Then a mendicant went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, "Sir, they speak of the one called an adept. How is an adept mendicant defined?"
Mendicant is when a mendicant has an adept's right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. That's how a mendicant is an adept.
An adept, second. Mendicants, there are 10 qualities of an adept.
What 10?
An adept's right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. These are the 10 qualities of an adept.